Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with fog late and a low of 37. Green Bay Packers legend Bart Starr is gearing up for his trip to Lambeau Field on Thursday. The Hall of Fame quarterback has been tossing the football in preparation for a special ceremony Thursday night during the Packer-Bears game to honor former Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Starr suffered two strokes and a heart attack last year, but is on track to make the trip to Green Bay. His wife Cherry says the Favre ceremony has been a great motivator in Bart's rehabilitation. The Mount Pleasant Village Board approves an ordinance amendment on garbage, ashes, and refuse collection to have something formally on the books limiting when materials can be set out in advance of pickup and when property owners have to bring in those containers. Administrator Kurt Wallen says it gives the village legal authority to deal with complaints.
The village frequently receives complaints concerning garbage being placed out for pickup so far in advance that animals and weather create problems with it. At this point, there's no ordinance governing the placement of garbage for pickup or the return of the garbage receptacles once the solid waste contractor has collected the garbage. There is no fiscal impact to the ordinance other than citations could be issued for failing to abide by it.
Trustee Gary Feast indicated complaints will still drive any authoritative action by the village. The ordinance revision allows container placement no sooner than 15 hours before 7 a.m. on the day of collection and removal within 12 hours of collection. A first offense could be a $50 citation and $100 for a second offense. The Kenosha City Council meeting as a committee of the whole last night recommended a 2016 budget that includes an increase in taxes. Mayor Keith Bosman's original spending plan included a small decrease in the levy. However, City Administrator Frank Pacetti explained that the value of all city property, which is used to determine the mill rate, is not expected to increase as originally projected. Alderman Bob Johnson, who's a candidate for mayor, did not support the budget additions by the Finance Committee, calling them Oprah's grand giveaway.
I think that the mayor's budget should be the mayor's budget, and if these additions were going to come in, they should have come in well in advance of the finance meeting. If I were mayor, I would veto this budget if it got approved with all of these additions, and I would make sure that the residents were able to enjoy some property tax relief versus celebrating an Oprah's grand giveaway.
Aldermen were told that despite about $280,000 in additions to the budget approved by the Finance Committee, including additional firefighters, two police sergeant positions, and another building inspector, additional state and federal transportation aids more than offset that amount. Under the budget, which will get a final vote at a meeting at 5 o'clock this evening, the taxes on the average home in the city, valued at just over $127,000, will increase by about $44. Driving to shopping areas along South 27th Street in Milwaukee County just got a little easier. The State Department of Transportation has reached a major milestone in the reconstruction of South 27th from Drexel to College Avenues by switching traffic to the newly constructed concrete pavement on the northbound side of the highway. During the holiday season, most median openings at driveways will remain open. Two lanes of traffic are available in both directions north of Minnesota Avenue. South of Minnesota is one lane each way, but that's scheduled to change in mid-December to two lanes in both directions. A Rochester, New York man arrested on similar charges in Illinois has been charged in Racine County for allegedly trying to purchase cell phones and service using another customer's name. 34-year-old O'Brien Robinson is accused of trying to purchase the additional service at the Verizon store in Mount Pleasant last March. However, according to court documents, the store had received an alert from one in Milwaukee about a similar attempt. That alert included a picture, and employees were able to get a license number off the suspect's car before he drove away. The car was a rental, but investigators were able to link the vehicle to Robinson. He was arrested in Illinois after a similar attempt in Schaumburg in April. Robinson has been charged in Racine County Court with felony personal identity theft and attempted felony theft. He faces similar charges in Milwaukee County. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for December 3rd. Southeast Wisconsin residents will likely agree the Windy City has the worst traffic bottleneck in the nation. Greg Cohen of the American Highway Users Alliance says that distinction goes to a stretch of Chicago's Kennedy Expressway.
The worst 12 miles of that are backed up every single day. It takes about 45 extra minutes to get through there than you would if there wasn't a backup there.
Two other stretches of Chicago Interstate were also included in the top 50. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.